כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
הלוקו כי כיף זמר לכנו, הרויפה לשבורי לאיף. We'll continue with Halu Kitoiv Zamra Elikeinu. As we said, Zamra is the highest level of song, the emotional outburst of Simcha at Elikeinu. We have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though we're now in Golis, we know that Hashem is building Yerushalayim for us and is setting up the Mahalach of bringing the Nidchei Yisrael forsaken members of Klai Yisrael back together, which we see in our own lives, and now we're seeing the next pasuk. Hashem also is making a refuah for the broken hearts and made of a foshim. It is also going on the shvuah leiv we have of being in Golis. Hashem is aware that being in Golis is hard for us. It's not the situation we want to be, the happy situation of Geula, the Dakev and Ezra and others say that is going on. It's also Hashem is also making a fuah for that. With all the hardships we go through in the course of Golis, He gives us the koyches to go through it and also make a refuah on the matzav itself, bring us closer to getting to the final Geula. Umechavish lat voisam. There's two things, the Shvui Leif and Atzvoisim. The broken heart and Atzvus is being sad, being down. And Hashem bandages the Atzvus. I heard the Shem, one of the great Rebbes, I don't remember which one, asked a very good question. It says that Hashem loves Shvui Leif. That's another mizmah. So why did He make a refuah for the Shvui Leif? Adarab, it's good to have a Leif Shover. Leif Nishba, the Nidke. So he said, Ben Hanani, there's two elements of what's called a broken heart. One is a person has a robust heart. He feels that everything's great and I'm managing. That's not so good. Because a person has that strong heart, sometimes it's because he's happy with himself, and he's not recognizing that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Leib Shover means that I know that my heart is not what's making it happen. I can't do it by myself. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to be machmir and subjugate myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a positive thing of the Shvui Leif, that it realizes that I'm not the one who's running the world. But there's another thing, mechadish tatzvoisim, to be sad, to be down, in despair. Atzvus, that is a bad thing in essence. And a person with a Leib Shover doesn't have to be in a state of sadness. He can have that feeling that I can't manage by myself, but I know I'm in good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the way he learned Pshat Pasuk, which is Kor of the Pshat. That Hashem brings the Refuah to Refuah Leif. What's the Refuah you need for Leib Shover? Adarav, it's good to have that shape of Leib Shover to realize that I'm not the one in power, I'm not the one in control. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Mechavish Latzvoitnov, He heals us from the Atzvus. The person who wants to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other Rabbah, it can help him overcome the potential sadness that a person can have from his situation and feel good about himself and good that he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and take advantage of the situation to grow. So each one of us, we have certain things in our lives that we feel that they're out of our control. How are we going to manage? What can happen? Adarabha, that feeling can be a good feeling. If we leave it as it is, it's no good, because it gives us a feeling of despair and sadness. But if we take it to the next stage and realize that, yeah, I see, I can't manage by myself at these trying circumstances. But, together with that, I know there's a right village where it lays. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Al-Khanada takes away the atzvus, the sadness out of it. And that brings a special siyat to Shemaya to get past it and get the full refuah and the full yeshuas that we all need and we're all looking forward to.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechakeh lecha bekol halashon 03-617-1111